Painting 1992, Oil on Canvas, by Peter Booth. 2 metres by 2.7 metres. In 2009, for The Australian, Bronwyn Watson wrote, quote, "Peter Booth's painting 1982 often has been described as the most disturbing image in Australian art, with men devouring human flesh, carrion feasting off headless bodies, mutants with two sets of hands, people maimed and dying, and a scattering of blood, guts and bones. It is a nightmarish and confronting work." End quote. In bright red, grey, black, white, creamy mustard tones and blue, this huge work has a lot of activity contained on the canvas. At the rear, against a black skyline with flames on the horizon, tiny nude white fairy-like figures with wings hover in the air. A dark figure with six arms and pincers instead of hands is bathed in the glow of red flames. Unfolding before this figure is mayhem and calamity. Four men from the waist up devour flesh, holding chunks of it in their hands. One of these men, at centre, wearing a bright red jacket, shares his prize with another of the men on his left. They gnaw, and gore spills down the front of his companion's light-coloured jumper. On our left, a carrion-feeding large bird picks at the open neck of a headless victim. In the foreground, piles of mangled appendages, on top of which rests brutalised torsos, some with heads, some without. A snake with a blunt, stump-like face rises writhing at centre. On the bottom left is a picked clean ribcage, the ribs still wet with blood. And on the right, a jumble of bodiless heads rest adjacent to an upside-down, limbless torso. There is bright red blood on the male torso's severed midsection, shoulder, and mouth. This is the end of the audio description.